Amen. Thank the Lord for His mercy and grace tonight. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? You could be somewhere else tonight. You could be lying somewhere tonight with no hope. You could be in a position tonight where you've received a death sentence. The devil wants to give you a death sentence. The devil wants to tell you that you're finished, you're done, and you can't make it the next step. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ gives you the victory.
Amen.
There's power in His name tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Let's just bow our heads a moment tonight before we open God's Word. Merciful God, we give You thanks tonight for Your love and kindness, Lord. Lord, we thank You tonight, Lord, for Your mercy and for Your grace, Lord. Lord, we thank You tonight that Your anointing will break the yoke in Jesus' name. Lord God, break every yoke. Break every fetter. Oh, merciful God, we thank You, Lord, that beside You there's no other. You are the only Savior. You're the only healer. You're the only deliverer. We claim Your healing and deliverance tonight in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, we come against every principality, every power, every spirit of religiosity in Jesus' name. We cast it down now, and we thank You, Lord, for Your anointing. We thank You tonight that You are here with us, Lord, for Your word says that where two or three are gathered together, You are there in the midst of them. Lord, we thank You tonight that when You come on the scene, good things happen all the time. Lord, we pray tonight, Lord, let me step aside, Lord. Take over this service in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that You would save, that You would heal, that You would deliver tonight in Jesus Christ's name for the glory of God, that Your name would be exalted tonight and uplifted in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Tonight I want to talk, if I can, a bit about preparation. If we can, we'll maybe just turn our Bibles tonight to Hebrews chapter 13, and we'll read verses 13 and verses 14 for a bit of a text. I have a whole lot of scriptures.
Amen.
You know, sometimes you feel like you shouldn't have a whole lot of scriptures, but when you read the Word of God,
amen,
nobody can say that was your opinion,
that's right,
or that's your own idea. It's the Word of God.
Amen.
You know, you could say a lot of stuff. You could stick up a lot of stuff of your own. But when you read the Word of God, it's the absolute.
Amen.
It's the be-all, end-all, full stop.
Amen.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 13 and verses 13 and verses 14. And it says, let us go forth therefore unto Him without the camp, bearing His reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Amen. You may have your seats tonight. Tonight I want to talk about preparation. Do you know, everybody's prepared. What is the saying? Prepare for the worst. Be ready for the worst. Did you ever meet the skeptic on the street? You know, when this whole pandemic, the man-made pandemic was going on. You know, what was it? Be prepared. There's going to be great things take place. You're going to be restricted. You're going to be stopped. That's the message of the enemy. The enemy's message is social distancing also. That was another one of his messages. He wants to distance you from God. But I want you to know tonight that if you've made preparation, if you made preparation, how do you make this preparation? Simple. Call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Accept Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. Take Jesus Christ. Don't be like the mob that day, that crowd that said, crucify Him and away with this fellow.
Yes.
But accept Him.
Amen.
Say, I will accept Him. I will stand with Him. I will receive Him. Here we see Paul said, let us go forth therefore unto Him without the camp, bearing His reproach. It'll not always be a popular move, you know. Your friends mightn't always say, oh, that's fantastic, we're glad that you're doing that. Your mommy or daddy mightn't even say it's a great thing that you've done, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
You are your own free agent tonight. You have the ability to make a choice.
Yeah.
It's up to you to make the preparation.
Amen. Amen.
You know, if you were going to do something, what would you do? You would make preparation for it, wouldn't you? If someone was going for a job interview, they wouldn't turn up with no idea in their head. You know, they would maybe write down a few points of what, if the job entailed, they would write down what their strengths are in that particular line of work. They would maybe say, I've got experience in that work. I am prepared to do the job. But people don't want to make preparation for Christ. People want to make preparation for everything in this world. Yet, you know, what is it you see on TV? Prepare for your burial. Be ready now, so that when you die we can get you in the ground. Prepare for that. Don't worry about preparing for that. But you know what's going to happen? If Jesus Christ doesn't come, you're going to die. That's a fact. For from Genesis, what did it say? It says, from dust you are from, and from on the dust you will go back to, because of sin. But if you have made preparation, like Tommy said this morning, our pastor said this morning, if you are prepared, you know this boy here, you won't see him, but there's another one inside, the theophany, the Spirit of God. And that, you know, eternal life is the eternal King that can't die. When you receive eternal life, that's what it is. It's exactly what it is. It's nothing else. You know, it can't die. This old body may go into the grave, you'll not see it. For but Paul said here, for here have we no continuing city. Amen. But we seek one to come.
Amen.
You know, like Gary said last week about Lot, he was grieved living in that place, wasn't he? Righteous Lot, he was grieved every day. Aren't we? You're bound to be grieved every day. The very fact that you feel sickened with it, you know there's something inside, isn't there? When you see something that's wrong. But you know, there's people, and God moves upon them, and they realize that they're in a state of a lost state. But the devil will come and rock a bye baby over to sleep.
Right.
He will try and get the conviction off you.
Yes.
But I want you to know tonight that you need to be prepared. Make preparation now.
Amen.
Don't wait. Do you know all these things, like maybe your insurance policies? You'll get the reminder to be prepared, be ready. Your MOTs help, whatever it may be. People's worried about all the things of this world, and we have to do all these things to live now. But you know, we may live in this world, but we're not really part of it.
Amen.
We're seeking a heavenly kingdom.
Amen.
You're groaning on, there's something inside calling out. Like Tommy said this morning, like David said, there's a deep calling to the deep.
Amen.
A prophet of God preached a wonderful message on a deep calling to the deep. There's something inside you yearning and looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. My father often said, and it was a true statement, he said the only thing for any right thinking man would be the coming of the Lord. It's the only hope, isn't it?
Right.
The condition that the world is in today, the condition in our schools, what we've got in the schools, like it is, like it was in the days of Lot. Now, they're trying to normalize it. Even when I was at school, you know, it wasn't as popular then. It wasn't as big a thing then. But you know, you could see it on television. On television, they tried to normalize sin. They had the old vicar, he was down in the pub, and he hung out with everybody in the pub, and they had the great time of it. And then they maybe had him, and he was a half, sort of a sissified crater.
That's right.
He didn't know what he really was.
Right.
And he was just, you know, could bend over any road. But you know, a man of God is not a bend over any road character.
Amen.
He's not go with the wind.
Right.
He doesn't go with the flow. He's like a salmon.
Right.
He'll go against it. He'll go up over the rapids.
Amen.
He'll push his way through it because there's a deep in him.
Amen.
There's something in him. You know, there's something on the inside working on the outside, isn't there?
Amen.
You know, you may not feel like giving God the praise, but you know, sometimes when you think about what he's done for you, it'll help you.
Amen.
It'll make you feel glad.
Amen.
You'll be glad you've made preparation. You know, on that day of judgment, when you're not, you'll be glad.
Glory.
Imagine the people that will stand there on that day, and they'll have the excuse, I knew a boy, he was a Christian. Did you ever hear that story before? I've heard that one by every day of the week. Or your man, he's good living. Do you know your boy, he's good living? But he done this, and he done that, and because of that, I couldn't really be a Christian. But you know, sir, gentleman, lady, whatever you may be, when you stand before the great judge, he's not going to say, what did your friend Joe Bloggs or whoever he was say to you? He's going to say, what have you done with Christ Jesus?
Right.
Have you accepted him?
Amen.
Or are you one of the boys in the mob saying, away with him and crucify him? If you don't accept him, your voice is there that day. Your voice is there that day that you said, away with him, you will not accept him. But if you have made preparation, that's a different thing. But turn here in our Bibles back here to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9.
Amen.
Make preparation now. Don't delay. Don't wait. Don't say, I'll leave it another day.
Right.
Don't say tomorrow. But tomorrow. What about, was it Felix he said to Paul? Said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. But come back some other time when it suits me. Is that not the message of the world? Doesn't suit me right now. I have a life to live. And I don't think that Christianity could fit into my lifestyle. Don't try to make it fit into your lifestyle.
Amen.
Jesus Christ will change your life.
Glory.
He will
Amen.
Transform you.
Amen.
The word of God says, be not conformed, but be ye transformed.
Amen.
But you can't do that yourself. You don't go out one day and say, I'll just change everything. I'll just be a good boy and I'll be so good. That's not going to happen. You can try to be good all you like. Won't work. But if you let Jesus Christ take control,
Amen.
You may make mistakes, but the blood of Jesus Christ is available for you. Does not, but isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
That God sent a prophet in the 20th century and he went into that place and he seen that woman and he condemned her. Because he was thinking, like, how could God let that happen? Look at that there. How could God let the like of that be about? But God showed him in a vision. Didn't God show him? He showed him the blood circling the whole earth. The mercy of God's available for everyone and anyone. You don't have to be a good boy or a good girl. You don't have to say, I'm not good enough. I couldn't come. There's nobody good enough. All our righteousness is as filthy rags. We're all rotten inside, really. That's why we're going back to the ground from whence we come out of. But you know, when the power of God's in you, this old body may go into the ground. But as I say, there's something inside. And even if you don't accept Christ, you've got a soul. You've got something inside of you. And that there being will stand before the judgment of God on you. If you do not accept Christ, there's only one place, and that's hell. But it says in the Bible that hell was not made for man. But it was made for those angels that was cast down with Satan. But you know, if you don't accept Christ, it's a one-way ticket. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. It says, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. As it is appointed. I want you to know there's an appointment tonight that you can't miss.
That's right.
You may miss an appointment. You may have an appointment wrote in your diary and you may forget to look in your diary and you may miss that appointment. But I want you to know you won't miss the appointment of death. There's no missing it. The only way you'll miss it is if Jesus Christ comes and you have accepted him. If you did not accept him, you'll be one of them ones that was left behind. You will be one of them ones that it says in the Bible that when he come, that there was two in the bed and one was taken and one was left. Two in the field, one was taken, one was left. One did not accept the appointed taker away of sin. One did not make preparation. But if you made preparation, for it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered for to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time.
Amen.
Without sin unto salvation.
Amen.
When you have made preparation and accepted him, you're looking for his appearing.
That's right.
You're waiting for him coming back.
Amen.
But if you have not accepted him, you're in a state of limbo. Everyone in this world is seeking for something. People go for drugs, people go for alcohol, people go for cigarettes, nicotine, people go for all sorts of things. There's a craving in man for something, and people are trying to fill the craving gap. I want you to know there's one to fill it tonight. His name's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He will fill the void in your life.
Glory.
He is the chain breaker on the way maker.
Amen.
He breaks the chains. He breaks the yokes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he makes a way for you. Amen. And for me. Without him, we are lost and undone.
Amen.
You know, like the hymn says, I was lost and undone without God's only Son. Lost and undone without him. But if you made preparation, that's a different thing, isn't it? If you have made preparation, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, it says, and Noah moved by fear and prepared an ark. That was his way of escape in his day. That was his way of escape. They had to be on the ark. There's no point in saying, I'll leave it for an hour day or two, yet that boy's maybe a crackpot. We'll wait to see how that all pans out. How many people waited to see?
Right.
How many people waited to see if some big thing would happen? This head bin is built in an ark in the middle of the desert. We don't even know what rain is, but this boy's talking about rain. There's hardly even water around this place, but this man says the world is going to be flooded. Can you imagine that for a statement? That's what people think today. People think that you're a head case if you believe in Jesus Christ.
Right.
But it's fine to live any way you like, and that's totally fine. It's fine for some person maybe to think that he's a man, but he actually thinks he's a woman. And that's okay. Or like that one in America where that child identifies as a cat. That's stay at all. You can be anything like that, but don't be a Christian. Don't disturb the devil. But make preparation now on disturbing. Let him be disturbed. Amen. James chapter 4. James chapter 4. I said I have a great few verses, maybe too many verses, but I'm just going to read a few verses of Scripture, and I hope that the Lord blesses you tonight.
Amen.
Amen. James chapter 4 and verses 13. And we'll read down to verses 17. It says, go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. You know, people are making preparation to build businesses. They're making preparation to do big things in this world. I will do this or I will do that. If you ever talk to some, or if you ever hear some of them big businessmen, I done this and I done that and I am just so wonderful. But you know, if God took his hand off you for 2 seconds, you would find out I nothing. I is nothing at all but dust. You know, wasn't there a great king in the Bible? And he was a great king in the Bible, and you know, God took his hand off him and he became like an ox. And he ate grass and he went out in the field. When God took his hand from him, but that king had everything. He had all the wealth in the world, he had everything he needed, everything he ever wanted. Wasn't it Nebuchadnezzar? He had everything. But God took his hand off him and showed him that he was nothing without God behind him. He was nothing. You know, it says here, for what ye ought to say, verses 15, for that ye ought to say, if the Lord will,
amen,
we shall live and do this or that.
Amen.
By now, but now ye rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. When you have heard the gospel, it's no longer the fault of the man presenting the gospel to you. When you've heard the gospel of Jesus Christ,
amen,
it's back in your court. Like they say, the ball is now in your court. It's up to you to make preparation. You won't be able to say, oh, but like, you know, your mom maybe didn't do this or that, but no. The Word of God has been well presented through the years. Through this Word of God, the Word of God, everything that you need is in this Word. Everything is here. Every example. Seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. You know all those witnesses around about, and then look at all the witnesses in here. All the examples. for you to follow. But men, don't have time. Time is a very precious commodity. Do you know, time, when this day is over, tomorrow you won't be able to say, I made a mistake yesterday, I'm going to rewind the time and come back to the day. When the day is spent, it's finished.
That's right.
When you put your head down and get up in the morning, you can't reverse it back. You might want to stay in bed a while. But you can't go back.
That's right.
When you, like the saying is, if you've made your bed, you'll have to lie in it. Is it not it? But if you accept Jesus Christ, you've made a preparation for the rest of your life. You've actually gained life.
Amen.
You just went from death on to life.
Amen.
You've accepted Christ. You've gained life. Without Christ, you're a dead man walking.
That's right.
You're just a dead man walking without Christ. But when you accept Christ, you pass from death on to life.
Amen.
That's why Paul said, here we have no continuing city, but we're seeking one to come.
Hallelujah.
Time. We look on down here. I'll maybe turn back in our Bibles here now to Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8 and verses 36 down to 38. For it says, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or listen to this now. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What could he give? Nothing. Nothing mere you can give for your soul. Jesus Christ has already paid the price. There was no price that a man could pay. They brought lambs. You know, they picked out a lamb. That priest, they brought him a lamb every year. And they checked him all over to make sure that he was a complete good animal. Not a spot or a blemish upon him.
Yep.
But it was just the blood of an animal. You know, that's what's the spirit today. Kill the person, but don't touch the poor wee animals. What would that spirit be? There's no soul in an animal. But there's nothing in you why would you want to do? You wouldn't want to do any harm to animals either. You don't want to be. There's not something in you that has a hatred against animals, as it were. You know, there's a balance, isn't there?
Amen.
You know, you like creation, don't you? You like looking out and seeing the birds and the animals and everything going around you, and everything is a witness to you.
Right.
Believe it or not, every single thing is a witness of Jesus Christ. The very trees at this time of year are a witness to everyone that looks at them leaves now coming off those trees. But look out in the springtime and see a germ of life come back up in that tree. And a leaf will come back on it. Life will come back in it. The very nature and everything around us is telling us that of Jesus Christ. And you know when he left, wasn't it wonderful? When he left that tomb, that he left that napkin folded, he left a message to the Jewish people. Because if you were leaving that cedar meal, that you would leave the napkin behind and say that that was a symbol that you're coming back to the table.
That's right.
Amen.
He left the napkin behind to tell the people of God, I will come back.
Amen.
I'm leaving now, but I'll be back. That's I'm right. Coming back to this earth.
Amen.
Says here, Jesus speaking here said, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Verses 38, whosoever thereof shall be ashamed of me out of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the angels, with the holy angels. If you don't accept Christ, What is there for you? If Jesus said that generation was an adulterous generation, what is this generation? What is the moral standard today? Could you take back the moral standard of Jesus' time and match it to the moral standard of today and see how much worse it is? Today it's getting worse because the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. But the devil will say, oh, well, Jew, I've heard that for years. That's not going to happen. The devil will want to tell you it's never going to happen. You know, like people have said, you know, people don't want to accept God. They are atheists. They know nothing about God. But when they're on their deathbed, suddenly reality kicks in. Have I made the right choice? But you mightn't even get a chance to think that far. You mightn't even get a chance to think that far. You know, Proverbs said, he that being, Proverbs 29 and verses 1, he that being often reproved and hardeneth his neck shall be suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Suddenly taken out of the way, and that without remedy. There's only so long that God will plead and bargain with a man. It's up to the man to make the decision. It's an easy decision. You know, people say, I couldn't be a Christian, I couldn't do it, it would be too hard for me. It is too hard for all of us. None of us can do it at all. But Jesus Christ has done it for you. Amen. You walk in what he has done. He gives you strength to live every day. You commit your way unto him and he directs your path.
Amen.
He leads you and he guides you. I'm going to have to come to a close tonight. I don't want to go on too long. But you know, also Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 2, sorry, chapter 3, sorry, in verses 1 and 2 it says, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. There's a time for everything. There's a time. And I want you to know tonight, this is the time to accept Christ.
Amen.
This is the time.
Amen.
Now is the time.
Hallelujah.
Corinthians says, we're going to come to a close in this chapter. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians says, it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 1 and 2. It says, we then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. Don't receiving it in vain means you're not accepting it, really. You're listening, but you're not hearing. Isn't that what the word of God says? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There's a certain kind of hearing. It's like I maybe said one more time. Sometimes the wife can be telling you something, but you're hearing, but you're not really listening. And then a while later she said, what would you say? Because you're not really listening. Sometimes you switch off the ears. The devil wants to put two big plugs in your ears tonight. He wants to plug your spiritual ears. He wants to plug your natural ears. He wants you not to hear. Because it says here, that he says, ye also, he says that we beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he says in chapter and verses 2, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in a day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not next year. But now. Now. Accept him. The time is short. It's appointed on the man today.
But we've heard plainly this morning, you know, there's nothing to worry about. If you're a born again believer, you've nothing to fear about death of this body. Because even if it goes down into the grave, yes, that inner man's alive, and we know that this old body, even when it'll be brought up out of the grave also.
That's right.
So there's nothing to worry about, but you have to make preparation now. Now is the acceptable
Amen.
Time. Let's stand on our feet tonight, and we'll just bow our heads for a moment and close before the pastor comes tonight. Merciful God, we give you thanks tonight for your loving kindness, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for this word, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will open the ears of those, Lord, that may hear this or have heard this tonight, that have not accepted you as their personal Savior. Lord, I pray that they will accept this invite to come to the Savior tonight. Lord, I pray that you'll give them the saving grace, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'll give them courage to stand up cast down, Lord, the lying voice of the enemy that will try to stop them, that will try to block their path. Lord, I pray that you'll open up the path before them and give them the saving grace and strength in Jesus' name to overcome, to accept. Oh, Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord, for all your mercy, Lord. Amen. Lord, we pray tonight, Lord, that for every prayer request that has run up, Lord. Yes. Lord, I pray that you'll touch every fiber of the body right now in Jesus' name. Lord, your word says that by your stripes ye were healed. Thank you, amen. Lord, we proclaim that tonight, Lord. Lord, as your blood saves us, so your stripes heal us, Lord. Lord, we claim that blood tonight upon, we just plead the blood of Jesus right over each and every one. Even sitting here, even everyone that hears this message, everyone that's surrounding this area, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we believe that there is power in the blood. Oh, Lord God, release that power over that person right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Release the power over that sickness. Release the power over that spirit of infirmity. We release the power of God over that situation right now in Jesus' name. Lord, for that lying enemy that speaks in the ear, we say shut it up in Jesus' name. Let the sweet voice of thy voice be heard over that person right now in Jesus' name. Oh, thou lying enemy, we come against you in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, let the deciding power, let thy anointing come and break that over that person in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, break that affliction that would take the person off the path, Lord, that would lead them astray, that would try to kick them out into the wilderness. Oh, Lord God, draw them into thy path. Oh, thy great shepherd of the sheep, take thy staff now, Lord God, and reach out, pull in that one now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Save them, heal them, deliver them, set them free in Jesus' name. For thy glory we ask it, Lord. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity to open your word, Lord. Lord, I pray if I've said one thing amiss, Lord, Lord, forgive me, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that every word of yours will sink into our thoughts and into our minds, Lord, on the days that lie ahead. Give us strength, Lord, and help us, Lord, to keep pressing on in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
Praise God. The Lord bless each and every one this evening. Brother Gary's going to come in a moment. We're going to sing a few songs. Tuesday night I'll be preaching in Market Hill. I think it might be on live as well. But anyone wants to come and support us, you're welcome to come along 7:30 Tuesday night. And then we'll be here Wednesday night for a prayer and Bible study. And just pray for all the services and then our normal services next week. So maybe next month again we'll do another online service like tonight. So anyone listening in, we'll be live again at the start of next month. We'll do it once a month. And Brother Mark was watching the children tonight. His sister Alva's came and pray for Mark's children as well. And Mark was going to be giving the testimony. That's why I'm mentioning that. But he can give the testimony maybe the next time. They want to have maybe different testimonies, things the Lord's done for people. We'll have in our online service as well once a month. But let's believe God tonight. Now you've heard the word of God. Now you need to water it. That's the worship. We need to worship the Lord now. Take a few moments and worship the Lord. And God spoke to you tonight, whether you're in this room or listening in. I want you to pray for you are. I want you to believe for you are. That God's going to do it for you. Praise God. People's got saved listening in and people's been healed. Because God's word's no boundaries. And he's no respecter of persons. Praise God. So we're going to come and worship and pray for Brother Gary's going after this to another service. Brother Gary's preaching as well tonight. Whereabouts is his brother? Derry Lee. So anyone listening in, Derry Lee or Brother Gary, be preaching there. Derry Neil. What time was that, brother? 8:15 tonight. So if you're free, go along, support our brother Gary tonight, and just pray for all the services. Isn't God good?
Amen.
Praise God. God is good. Our brother's going to come, and I want you to worship. And if anyone wants prayer, just slip up to the front and know our brother Samuel will come and pray for the night. If you feel you want prayer, and we'll switch us off in a moment. We'll sing a song and then we'll switch us off, so that if anyone here wants prayer, and those of you that's listening in, believe God tonight. His prayer's been made. Believe it and receive it in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. We'll sing that hymn, "Draw Me Near, Draw Me Near, Precious Lord." Amen. I'd like just to share a little testimony myself. Now, it might seem very insignificant to most of you, but it's still something, and I said the Lord, if he would do it, I would testify about it. You know, just on my forehead here, there was just a little bit of raised skin. It became almost a wee bit, I suppose, like a mole or something. It was just a piece of red skin that had been there maybe now for 3 or 4 years. And it just the skin hardened over that again, and you pick a bit of skin off it, but it never went away. And just then, about a month ago or 3 or 4 weeks ago, whenever we were praying, Tommy had said just to touch a place in your own body, and I touched it and asked the Lord to remove it for me. And if he would remove it, I would testify. It seemed maybe insignificant to him, wasn't very big, but it's away.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah,
right. And it just didn't happen by chance, because it's been there for 3 or 4 years. It never went away in all that time. So it went away after that, praise God. So the Lord is a healer, praise God. And he gives us wee handfuls of purpose along the way to encourage us, doesn't he? He drops the odd wee sheaf and the odd bit of corn to sustain us and to feed us and to encourage us and to keep us going. Isn't that right? He's a good God. Amen. Let's sing this. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice and I told thy love to me. I am thine.